Hello, and welcome to Carlson and Chill. My name is Andrew.
And I'm Courtney.
And it's time to spill the beans.
We're spilling the beans.
Oh, there they go. Oh, there's beans everywhere.
Andrew,
what are we going to do?
Gosh.
I'm trying. I can't scoop them in my hands.
That'll never come out of the carpet.
Oh, are these barbecue?
Ew.
Oh, and the peppers.
Andrew, what's your beans? That bit went on way too long.
What are you talking about? Well, are we just going to leave these beans to stain the floor?
Yep, sure are.
Well, that's too bad, I guess.
All right, bye.
All right, so we'll just leave those beans there. Courtney, how have you been?
I've been pretty good. I've been busy.
It's been 2 weeks since we last recorded.
Yeah, we've done a lot.
As you may soon find out, or if you don't already know, it's time to spill the beans.
It's time. Andrew, what's your beans? Oh, I don't like that.
First of all, you don't want to know. Second of all, so I had my vacation a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And for the second half of the vacation, Courtney and I traveled to Indiana.
Yeah, we did.
But we were there on a secret mission.
Secret. So, I'm just gonna.
You're literally repeating everything I say.
Everything you say. Reiterate it.
You're like my hype man.
Oh, it's great. Man.
We were there on a mission of sorts. So for a while, Cordy and I have been praying, and we've been praying for open doors and opportunities.
Not knowing what that would be.
Absolutely nothing. We felt that God was leading us to go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew it wasn't Florida, but we still didn't know quite where. So we prayed about it for a long, long time.
We didn't know squat.
We knew diddly squat. But after visiting our friends in Indiana for their wedding, we really fell in love with the state, as you heard us talk about many times.
Mm-hmm. So much. I have just loved everything about Indiana. The weather, the people, the grass. I can't stop talking about the grass.
No one can. But I started looking for jobs. We started looking for jobs in mm-hmm. Indiana. And we wanted to try and stay relatively nearby where our friends were so that we could stay connected and be a part of their lives as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that brought me to finding the job that I applied for, which was an associate minister at a small church in the town of Sanborn, Indiana.
Yeah, we also did little to no research. We knew nothing about this area. We went in pretty blind.
We did. I made resumes because I've been working at my current job for over 10 years, and mm-hmm. I never made a resume for it. I just walked in and got the job.
That was his first big boy job.
That was my first and only job.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to redo and remake two different resumes. One for ministry positions and one for professional positions. Because mm-hmm. I didn't know exactly where I would go. I just wanted to throw spaghetti at the wall and see what would stick, so to say. So we applied, or I applied for this church, and I spoke with the senior minister, who's a super cool guy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Him and his wife are super, super awesome.
They were so chill.
They were super chill, and they were awesome to talk with, awesome to be around, and they showed us around the church, and it's a beautiful, historic building.
So we were looking at services online, because we wanted to know what the church was about. We wanted to make sure it was a good fit. That this is what God was calling us to. So we looked up what the church was about, what their mission statement, you know, their core beliefs. And then we would watch the services on Sunday and just also kind of fell in love with it. So yeah, when we actually got to be there in person, it was like almost surreal. Like we walked in, I was like, oh my gosh, this is it. Like this
it's
is
like
what
being
we've been
on TV.
Yeah. I was like, this is what we've been watching on the internet for so long. But the oh my gosh, all the like vintage details in the church were beautiful. They did some new remodeling, which was amazing. Their fellowship hall is beautiful. It's so beautiful.
The building was built at the beginning of the 1900s.
Yeah, 1913.
1913.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
We really fell in love with everyone there, and I was able to preach a message on the Sunday that we were there. And it was my first time ever speaking in front of a church congregation. Mm-hmm. I had spoken in front of students and in front of kids before, but never a whole church.
Yeah, he did a great job. I was so proud of you.
Thank you. It was a very different feeling, but it felt really good. And yeah. I really liked sharing my story with how I got there. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're wondering what a guy from Florida is doing in the middle of Indiana. Well, this is why. Mm-hmm. And so I shared my story and the passages that spoke to me in my life and meeting everyone there, all the volunteers, the whole congregation, everyone was so friendly.
The sense of community there was amazing. I'm really excited to join them just because everyone was awesome. They were so friendly and open and just like come as you are kind of people. And they were so great.
Yeah. And then we went to a fried chicken fundraiser later that day. Mm-hmm. And we got to see so many people.
Yeah, there were a lot.
Our social batteries were completely depleted by the end of that. Over 700 people showed up for the fundraiser.
Yeah.
Which is double the population of the entire town.
Yeah, people were coming from out of town.
All to help someone who needed organ transplants.
Mm-hmm. And then that same Sunday, we had a worship service later, which was really good. We did worship and prayer, which was awesome.
It was great.
And then we went and got ice cream afterwards, which was great, too.
We will talk about Jiffy Tree.
Oh, it was so good.
The menu had so many options. It was so overwhelming.
It was very overwhelming. I had anxiety. I was like, oh, my gosh, I don't even know what to pick.
Just as a side note, what did you order, Courtney?
I ordered a classic banana split.
A classic?
Classic. And then I also ordered a grilled chicken sandwich, which was pretty good.
Cool. But that's lame because I got something way better. I got a taco salad, which was the size of a takeaway container. Mm-hmm. And I got an elephant ear sundae.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh my goodness.
It was like cinnamon sugar tortillas
fried. It was just like the right kind of elephant ears at the fair, right in a sundae. And it was so good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. But overall, we had a great trip. We had a great time meeting everyone.
And then Courtney had to ditch me.
Yeah, I left because I had to work and watch children.
And I had a whole week of vacation all to myself. And it was awesome. I had no wife, no rules.
Wow.
Party all night.
That's it. You're fired.
It was great. So why don't we break down we've kind of been jumping around a little bit on that weekend specifically, but do you want to break down how all of the trip transpired?
So we left on Friday. Let me just start by saying I was not yet awake. Because
are you ever awake?
I went to go put my shoes on, and this is kind of gross. I know people are going to judge me for it.
Man.
But sometimes I don't always wear socks with my sneakers. So I was putting on my sneakers. Gross. Stop. That's so nasty. Stop. I was putting on my sneakers, and Andrew's mom was over here because she was driving us. And she said, you're going to have to take your shoes off. Are you sure you don't want to wear socks? I was like, ooh, good point. So I went in my bedroom. Our bedroom. I had one shoe in my hand. I went to go get socks, and I was looking around and I said, okay, I have this shoe in my hand. Where is my other one? And his mom said, oh, I don't know. So me and his mom literally took 5 minutes and we're looking around for my shoe. Well, it was freaking on my foot. So
it was on her foot.
I was looking for a shoe that was already on my foot.
So Courtney got up on the wrong side of the bed.
Yeah, it was crazy. Okay, so anyways, fast forward. We're in Indiana. We get to Indiana.
Yeah, it's about a 2-hour flight, and it was a smooth sailing, smooth landing.
It was smooth, but it was uncomfortable.
It was a packed plane.
It was a full flight, and man, are those airplane seats getting smaller, or I'm getting bigger. I think a little bit of both. Oh no,
too real. So we land, and my phone starts going crazy.
Mm-hmm. And Andrew's phone never blows up.
My phone is either I'm getting a message from my wife or from my mom and never anything else.
Bum, bum.
But my phone just starts going crazy with voicemails and messages and people trying to get a hold of me. And I say to myself, what is going on? What is this? This is insane. And I get a message from my foreman and he says, you need to be back at work right away. We have an emergency and you have to start making the next project. And my heart just sinks because that means the entire second week of my vacation is gone. Mm-hmm. And everyone needs to go back to work. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of thoughts that went through my mind at that moment. Like, are you serious? Why this? Why do I lose my vacation? What's going to happen? And I just get extremely depressed because I have to go out and our friends are picking us up and I have to say, hey, I have to leave. It's not something you want to say.
Yeah.
So I just start thinking, what am I going to do? Do I go back? Do I not go back? Mm-hmm. Who do I call? What do I say? What do I do? Because the reason why we were up there was for going to this church and me speaking on Sunday. And we also wanted an opportunity to meet everyone around the town. Mm-hmm. And then I planned on staying with my friends and, you know, hanging out with them all week. But that would be completely gone. What did I do?
What'd you do, Andrew?
The first thing I did was we got picked up.
The first thing he did was cry.
I cried.
Just kidding.
I definitely was crying internally because it was very upsetting. It was a whole week just gone.
Andrew doesn't handle things like that very well.
I don't. Because I'm a people pleaser and I'm a yes man and I don't want to let people down.
So me and our friends gave Andrew a pep talk the whole ride. Thing. You can do it. You can call him back and say no.
So we got picked up and I was like, hey, my boss wants me back on Monday. And immediately, just like the air was like, oh. So the first thing we did was we went and got donuts at Rise and Roll.
Rise and Roll Bakery.
And might I just say that the rolls and the donuts at Rise and Roll.
They were good.
They were absolutely delicious. Ooh,
I had a key lime donut. It had key lime filling in it. Oh,
man.
It was good.
I got a cinnamon roll, and that thing was just a slice of heaven.
Mm-hmm. And then I also got a s'mores cold brew coffee.
And I got a pistachio white chocolate cold brew coffee.
Oh, no way. Sorry. You got excited.
So in the midst of this, I'm realizing I have to call my boss back. And I have to tell him something, right? Because so many people were trying to get a hold of me. At first, I called my dad. And my dad's like, you know, you're going to call him, right? And I said, yeah, I will. And so I'm like, do you have any advice? And what did my dad say?
He said, just tell them that you were on the plane.
And I said, okay, thanks, Dad.
I hung up. I don't think he, like, was thinking...
Like, of what to say, just what to say of why I didn't get back.
Yeah. Not of the whole reason why you were up there.
Yeah. So then I called my old boss, who also tried to get a hold of me. And I said, hey, I'm up here because I'm actually applying for a new job and I'm going to see how it will fit and work out. And I think that eventually we'll be moving here. And he was surprised, and then he gave me advice like, all right, well, you should tell the boss, and you should be straightforward with it. And he alluded to I should plan on going back just to get them started and maybe turn around and go back, which, I mean, he was in Ohio, so he's like, I'm not even home. And I'm like, oh, okay. So have fun, and also thank you. But he did give me some good advice. And then I called the senior minister of the church that I was going to and saying, hey, I'm about to make a call and I might have to say that I'm going to be leaving. What do I say? And what will happen if I get the job? And
Andrew needed lots of pep talks.
I needed a lot of talk because I have a phone phobia and I'm not comfortable talking on the phone a lot of the times if I don't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. And I get that from taking online schools. You would have to call your teachers and they would surprise you with a question and you'd have to know the answer. And most of the time I didn't because I was stupid. And it was,
oh my gosh.
It was embarrassing. It was like they would ask you to solve a couple problems and you didn't know the answer. And they would say, you can just call me back when you're ready. And it's like, no, I wanted to be ready, but I didn't know. You don't know what to expect. And that's my fear. That's my phobia, is just not knowing what to say or what to expect on a call. I hate calling people that I do not know.
But you know your boss.
But I don't know how he'll respond.
Andrew just needed a lot of prayer in that moment.
I did. And ultimately, everyone was finished with their donuts, and they're like, hey, are you done yet? And I said, no.
I haven't even started.
I haven't called them yet. I called my foreman, and I said, the soonest I can be back is Tuesday, but I'll see what I can do. And that didn't feel right. And I don't think I mentioned that to you guys. I was like, I kind of told them that I could be back on Tuesday, if that. Meanwhile, in Florida, there was a tropical storm.
Oh, my gosh.
Which delayed all the planes anyway.
It was insane.
We took a little drive to JCPenney.
Mm-hmm.
And while our friends were returning or exchanging, they were doing something. I was like, all right, I'm going to do it.
I gave Andrew another pep talk.
And Courtney's like, I'll be here if you need me. And I said, I need you.
I said, don't chicken out.
And I hit call, and my boss said, hey, I can refund your tickets. If you can get home, that would be great. And I said, I can't. Mm-hmm. I'm staying.
And his voice was shaking the whole time. Poor guy.
My voice cracked. I can't.
But I was proud of you because you stood up for yourself and you were up there for a reason and you couldn't come home.
I was. So I said no and I stayed the whole week.
And yeah, you did.
It was really scary for me, but afterwards I felt much better. And I wolfed down that cinnamon roll like there was no tomorrow, because there almost was no tomorrow for me.
Oh gosh, dramatic. Just kidding. You did a great job, baby. I'm very proud of you.
And then we went to Golden Corral.
And then we did all the things. We went to Golden Corral with our friends. Yep, some random lady just started talking to us. And
she recommended us the YMCA.
Didn't stop talking to us.
And then it started pouring rain.
And then we saw someone making out in
the Golden Corral
parking lot. Like, hard.
Oh, they were... close your ears, kid. They were...
They were doing stuff they shouldn't have.
They were eating.
And I had to
face.
I had to avert my eyes because I was embarrassed for them. And then we went to Aldi's and we went to the Isle of Shame and spent way too much money.
Oh my gosh, you and my friend's wife, who's also my friend.
Hey, but I did pretty good. I only spent like $10 in the Isle of Shame.
And I'm proud of you. You got headbands.
I did, and I wear headbands every day.
Are you wearing a headband right now?
No, that's only because I just got out of the shower.
Not every day then. Not
Andrew.
Okay. But I got some bagels and coffee, and mm-hmm. Courtney got headbands, and then our friends stocked up on their groceries because they just got back from Seattle.
Mm-hmm. And they don't have a Aldi's close to them.
But they're about to. So while we were heading back to our friend's place, we had to drop off our friend's sister. And we got to visit her garden.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
And her garden was awesome.
Mm-hmm. She let us taste some vegetables out of it.
I had some cherry tomatoes, and they were so good.
I had a banana pepper. It was pretty good.
And then we got a zucchini from them, and the zucchini was the size of a newborn child.
Yeah, it was pretty big.
It was huge. She had a really beautiful garden, and it was really awesome to see, and it really inspired us that we should grow our own garden someday. And then once we got back to our friend's place, we basically crashed because they had been running on empty after being back from Seattle. And we were able to lay our heads down for the night. And they had a really cute setup for us.
Yeah, they made a little sign, like a welcome sign. And they had a basket of goodies for us.
There were a lot of goodies.
Mm-hmm. And she had books about Indiana on the dresser. They were really cute.
And a guest book to sign. Courtney signed it for us.
Yep, and I spelled our name wrong. I forgot how to spell Carlson.
She forgot how to spell our name. Oh. And she's like, she spelled our name wrong. And I said, no, she didn't. And Courtney's like, what do you mean? I said, that's how you spell our last name.
Why can't our name just be spelled like every other Carlson in the world?
Because we're Norwegian. That's where the name comes from.
I am not Norwegian.
You are by marriage.
I'm going to change my last name.
Legally change your last name.
To Carlson.
To be Carlson with an O.
Yep.
First of all, how dare you? Second of all, a lot of people spell our last name with an O.
Almost everybody.
And it slightly triggers me because I don't say Carlson. I say Carlsen.
Carlsen.
Sen with an E.
Sen. Sorry.
That was mean. I like our last name.
It's okay. I like it too.
So the next day was when the senior minister came and picked Courtney and I up and gave us a tour of around the town.
Yeah, they said, we'll pick you guys up around 1 so you can have breakfast and lunch with your friends. And our friends didn't wake up till like 11 o'clock.
They didn't wake up.
And then we never ate lunch. That was funny. We did go to Ginger Ale's, though.
Oh, we went back to Ginger Ale's. What a blessing.
We got our drinks.
I got my coffee and my pretzel.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a membership because you know I'm going to be back there.
Heck yeah. All the time.
All the time.
I'm going to get boba cokes.
And then for life. When the senior minister picked us up, he said, hey, you guys should try this place called Ginger Ale's. And we started laughing because we said we went there this morning.
I said, perfect. I can go for another drink.
So we went and got another drink from Ginger Ale's.
Yeah, so we already knew we liked them when they first picked us up.
Yes, it was a great start.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to the town about a half hour away, and we drove by the school, and we went through the town in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, everyone kept telling me, so did you get to tour the town? I said, yep, we went down all three roads, and everyone thought it was hilarious. Because I'm so funny.
You are funny, baby.
And then that's when we got to see the church.
Yeah, they had a dinner for us, a spaghetti dinner.
Yeah, it was nice.
And all of the deacons, deaconesses, and volunteers that were able to show up introduced themselves, and we got to meet a lot of them.
Yeah, it was great. They were also nice.
And so we got to tell them about the storm we avoided and how our trip went. And mm-hmm. I got to share my experience telling my boss no and how scary it was, but how excited we were at the opportunity to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great. We had a great time. And we had like built-in friends.
Yeah, it was really, really cool.
Mm-hmm. And the food was good.
Yes,
they all pitched in for food and it was amazing.
We got spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
Got garlic bread and side salad.
Yep, and desserts. They all made desserts.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Someone made homemade ice cream.
Yes.
Ooh, it was so homemade. Good. Now you're my hype man.
I am. What other dessert was there? There was
a pecan pie. There was a
pecan pie.
The ice cream. There were brownies and strawberries.
Yes, I do remember the strawberries.
And there was a butter cake.
Butterscotch?
No, just butter.
Butter.
It was like a butter
bar. It was a stick of butter.
Yep, that's it.
Just someone brought a stick of butter and said,
a stick of butter.
Enjoy this dessert. It's like, all right, Paula Deen. And then Sunday came. The big day.
The big fish.
I went to the church.
Don't put that in there. Take that out.
No, I'm actually going to put it in three times.
Big fish. Big fish. Big fish. And then Andrew was so excited he couldn't sleep.
I couldn't sleep. I was so excited.
All and weekend.
I was like on it was like Christmas Day where I was just the anticipation, but it wasn't like I couldn't sleep out of like anxiety. It was I couldn't sleep because I was so excited.
And Andrew was reading his notes to me off his iPad Saturday night and I was like drifting off to sleep. I'm like, uh-huh. Uh-huh. And Andrew was so excited he couldn't go to sleep.
So I went to the church very early, and I practiced it.
And I slept in.
And Courtney slept in like a good little angel. Very supportive wife. But I felt really good speaking it out. And like my first run through, it was about 45 minutes. And so I went to the senior minister and I said, hey, how long do the messages normally run around here? And he's like, oh, about 25 to 35 minutes. And I said, yikes, I got to cut a lot out then. And so I had to cut quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And so that was something that I dealt with while speaking my message was, you know, choosing what to omit while I'm speaking it.
And I feel like I would have the opposite problem. I feel like I would speak for 5 minutes and be like, all right, I'm done.
But they usually slot a lot more time to guest speakers and like if there's a group that comes to speak, which the previous week they had Teen Challenge and adult challenge, or teen challenge and adult teen challenge. Is that what it is?
No, it's just teen challenge.
Just teen challenge. So the local teen challenge came to the church, and men from that group spoke, and it was really inspiring. Mm-hmm. And so I got to see the service and in its fullness, and meeting beforehand in the fellowship hall, eating donuts.
Oh, yeah.
And socializing.
Yeah.
We got to meet even more people.
Mm-hmm. Every Sunday they do breakfast in our fellowship hall. So that was fun, getting to hang out and eat a donut and drink some coffee.
Yeah.
Then we went to the main...
the main building.
And yeah, we got to mingle a little bit more. And Andrew got all situated for service.
I got the fancy mic where it goes around your head.
Yeah, he was so cool.
I was ready to hold a microphone in my hand, but I felt like I was getting special treatment.
Yeah, and then he gave us a message. You did a really good job, baby.
Yeah. And I'm glad to have been given that opportunity and meet everyone there and share my heart.
Mm-hmm. And then you know the rest. We've already said it.
Basically.
We went to a community dinner, then back to church, then ice cream.
Worship night.
Which brought us back to...
Monday, we had a big breakfast. And the senior minister made it all himself.
Yeah, we did. He cooked on the Blackstone.
The Blackstone.
And Andrew leaned over to me and he said, "What's Blackstone?" And I said, "You sweet, sweet man."
I wasn't sure.
It's like a big flat top grill.
Yeah. I could have just assumed that he had a big black stone and was cooking off of it.
Well, you would have assumed wrong.
I did assume wrong.
So we had eggs and toast and bacon and little sausages. And
eggs.
And eggs. I thought I said eggs.
I said it again because we had eggs.
Okay. Yeah. It was all very
hash browns.
Oh, yeah. And hash browns.
Hash browns.
I love good hash brown.
And then after our big breakfast, we were taken back to our friends in Vincennes, and we were dropped off and we parted ways.
That's where it ends. Oh, yeah. I did leave that same day, huh?
You did.
I thought I stayed the night.
No.
Nope. And then Andrew and his friend drove me to the airport, which... I got to hang out at for like 2.5 hours because I didn't realize.
Very tiny.
It's very.
Oh, there's a time change because it's in a different time zone.
Yeah, but the time didn't change. It just stayed the same pretty much. So when we left the house, it was 3 o'clock. And when I arrived at the airport, it was 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because we went back in time. So, yeah, I had to wait a couple hours for my flight, but I got a coffee and I got to hang out for a little bit and I found some postcards. So I got those.
And Courtney sent them to me and she said, "I found these." And I said, "Oh, that's awesome."
No, you actually never messaged me back.
I was also at the movies.
Doesn't matter. But yeah, it took me literally 1 second to get through security at the airport because it was so tiny. There was no one in line. It was just me. And then I walked through the metal detector, I don't know, x-ray machine. And the lady stopped me and she said, "I'm going to have to check your bun." And I said, "What?" And she said, "Can you turn around?" And I was like, "What?" And she started groping my hair.
No.
Because I had my hair in a messy bun. And she was groping it. And she's like, "All right, you're good." I was like, "What did you think I had in there?"
Well, you know those Indianians.
Oh, so that was fun. So
they're always stashing things in their buns. And
then I had to redo my hair because
some lady just ran her fingers through it.
She did. I didn't appreciate it. My flight was delayed like 8 hours.
Yeah.
I was supposed to get home at 7. I didn't get home till midnight. That's not 8 hours. So, that's 5. I was way off.
I mean, you had been traveling for 8 hours, basically, from 4 to midnight. That's not 5.
Yeah, so I had to spend some time in the Atlanta airport, which was cray-cray. I didn't like being by myself. I had massive anxiety.
The storm delayed your flight.
Yeah, so I didn't know if I was going to get home. It was a hot mess, but I made it on the plane. And then once I was on the plane, we sat on the plane for another hour because they were trying to fill one empty seat. And they finally filled it. But I was like, "Oh my gosh, I just want to go home." And Andrew's sweet mom waited for me at the airport for like an hour and a half. But I made it home. Made it home eventually.
You did.
I did. And Andrew had a great week.
I did. Yeah, after we dropped off Courtney, we went to a toy and game store, which was a huge store that had every action figure, video game, Funko Pop.
it's you could like think of. Andrew's heaven.
It was basically like heaven for me. And they had so many retro games and toys. It was really cool. And my friend kept saying, this isn't even half of the store. And I said, what are you talking about? And we just kept entering room after room after room of more stuff piled high to the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And it was crazy. And then we went and watched a movie. It was a good time. And then we went and picked up a curtain rod for his wife. And then we drove back and we crashed for the night.
So what were some of your highlights from the week then before you get to Friday?
Throughout the week, me and my friend did a lot of things. We played some fun games. He had a game night at his place where he invited some people over to play Not So Neighborly and Betrayal at House on the Hill.
Mm-hmm. Those are good ones.
They were great. And I got to help him write his message.
And oh, yeah, he was preaching.
I sat with him in his office, and I put on my smart glasses, and I was like, all right, let's get cracking.
Yeah, he thought he was cool with them on.
I did look cool with them on.
They're like those blue light glasses when you look at screens all day that you wear them to protect your eyeballs.
And they also have Bluetooth speakers built into them so I could listen to music and podcasts. On Thursday, he got a hold of a bunch of youth pastors in the area, and we all got together to eat lunch. And so I got to meet the local youth pastors, and it was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
And the food was also really delicious. It was porcopios. It was
Not again.
It was porcopios.
Porcopios. Andrew sent me a lot of pictures. They all looked very good.
Then Friday came, and that was when I was told that I would know whether or not I got the job. And I'm happy to say, after meeting with the senior minister, I was offered the job.
Yay!
And I accepted.
Cue confetti! And can't... Oh, that scared me.
Why?
I don't know. Confetti and cannons and balloons and loud noises
and the children.
Fireworks. Children.
The children going, yay!
The children's choir coming out and singing a song.
Yeah.
We are the world. We are the children. Copyright. Copyright.
Oh, no.
And that's Michael Jackson, so that's a big copyright.
And everyone was biting their nails. Oh,
that's
nails.
Not Michael Jackson. That's everyone. That's all the people, right?
Yeah.
Was Michael Jackson in that song?
I do not know.
Now I'm going to have to look it up. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
So everyone was anxious to hear whether or not I got the job. And they were waiting and messaging me saying, did you get it? Did you get it? And I said, I don't know. They have to have their board meeting and then I'll find out. And I'll tell you as soon as I know. So I told people as soon as I knew. Everyone was super happy for me, for us. And
just for Andrew.
It was mostly for me. No, wow. But it was really exciting to know that, you know, I've been given this opportunity, this chance, and I'm really excited to see what God is going to do. We've been holding off on revealing it to everyone until today, basically.
Today.
And so now the word is out and we are going to be moving to Indiana.
Yay! And soon.
And quite soon.
Yes. We've been in the process of packing up the house and getting rid of things for a while now, but now we're putting... What am I trying to say? We're putting the tires to the track. I don't know. Is that a saying?
Yeah.
We're taking off. So I don't know why I was so loud when I said that. Sorry.
Was very loud.
But so this week I've been cleaning like a mad lady, and today I painted the back room, which we started painting and then never finished. And I painted some shutters outside to make the house look a little better and did all the things.
And your phone has been blowing up.
My phone has been blowing up.
Not my phone. No one messages me.
Andrew said, why does your Facebook post have so many likes and mine doesn't? I said, because you have like two friends on Facebook.
I have 103 friends as of right now. Thank you very much.
Well, those 103 friends, only three care about you. I'm sorry. Take that out too. That's sad.
No, it's funny. I'll keep it.
No.
I'm kidding.
No, because they already
saw
mine.
You know what's unfortunate is the senior minister liked your post but didn't like mine. So I don't know what that says about me.
No, because probably they see mine and they're like, well, I don't need to like it a second time.
I liked it a second time.
Well, that's because you're cute.
I am cute. So now we are in the process of the transition.
So if you want to buy our house, let us know.
So we are fixing to put our house on the market. We are putting the finishing touches and cleaning stuff out so that we can get it on the market and open it to people who want to buy it.
Yep.
And it's a bit scary.
Very scary.
We got a lot of stuff moved out already, but there's still quite a bit that's still here.
We have such a small house. I don't understand why we have so much stuff.
It's
just never ends.
Condensed.
It's never ending. But it's getting done and we're telling each other it's okay. I only had one mini breakdown last night, and that was mostly just because I think I realized, like, oh my gosh, we're actually moving. And I realized I'm gonna miss my family a lot.
Yeah. But, and I called my grandma yesterday and I told her the news and she was really happy for us. I had to go back to work last Monday. And I had to tell my work that I'm leaving. And that was scary for me, too, because I wasn't sure how they would respond. But they responded really well.
I told Andrew he stressed himself out way too much. Thinking about all the scenarios of what could happen and not just doing it.
I'm not a quitter, and it's not something I've ever done before.
But you're not, like, quitting in a bad way.
I'm not. But it's still not something that I would want. But I do want this. It's weird. I'm weird. And yeah, I feel much better now that I've gotten it out there.
Andrew's weird. That's all we needed to know. All right. Bye.
All right. And until next week, guys. Just
kidding. No. So anyways, we're super excited. There's a lot of big changes happening. A lot of things changing soon.
Yes. I'm training people on what to do for my job. Courtney is packing up the place and cleaning and painting. And we're going to have to find Courtney a job.
Yep. I'm going to start a bakery while I'm up there.
Courtney's going to start her own bakery.
So if you want to start a bakery, hit me up. Let me know. You can move to Indiana with me. All right.
With you?
With me and Andrew. You're lumped into my life. I'm not going to say me and you. You're part of me. You and, right. You and I are one.
In more ways than one.
Ew.
Yeah, but there's a lot that still needs to be done and not a whole lot of time to do it. So if you could pray for us during this process, we would really appreciate it.
Thanks, friends.
And we're going to miss everyone here in Florida. We're not that far. We're just a plane ride away. Or hey. 20 hours, whichever you prefer.
Hey guys, we just want to take a second and tell you thank you so much for listening to us.
We really appreciate you listening on whatever platform you're listening to us on.
Andrew, you know what else we appreciate?
What do we appreciate?
Liking, commenting, and subscribing to our podcast.
That's right.
You know what we appreciate even more?
I have no clue.
Downloading the podcast.
You can download it?
You can download it on any platform you like.
How many platforms do I like?
All of them. Like Apple Podcast,
YouTube,
RSS,
Pandora,
iHeartRadio,
Spotify,
all the things.
Oh my gosh. Why didn't you tell me sooner?
Andrew, hurry, go subscribe now.
I let me get my device. I sound like a commercial. Anyway, you can take your favorite device and your favorite station and listen to us and do all that fun stuff.
Thanks, y'all. Back to the episode.
So, Courtney, do you have any recommendations for this week?
Bum, bum, bum. I do. So, my new book I'm reading is called One Dark Window. Spoiler alert, it does have some, like, magic in it. So, if you're one of those people who you're like, well,
I'm out. I can't stand magic.
I can't with magic, then don't.
Abracadabra, alakazam,
but
not for me.
Oh my gosh. But it's really cool. It's a duology, so there's two books. And it's about this magic system that uses, like, they're called Providence cards. And there's a couple different cards that do different things. And you can only use the magic of this card if you possess the card. And these cards can never be destroyed. they are always there, and like people are fighting each other for them, and they're trying to reunite this deck of cards to bring peace to their kingdom that they're in, because there's a mist that's giving people, it's called the infection.
Ew.
And it's giving them like magic abilities. But the whole thing of the book is that everything has a cost. So when these people get this magic, there's also something that's, it's called degeneration. So then like something happens to their body, like everybody's different. So they're trying to get rid of this infection and this mist by uniting all these magic cards together. It's really awesome. I just finished the first book. I'm reading the second book. And my best friend's actually reading it with me. She already finished them because she's a fast reader. But it's been really cool to talk to her about it. And it's just been like a fun, different read. So that's been cool. And do I have any other suggestions, Andrew? Ooh. So I, surprise, I was on TikTok. And I was looking at this girl who does some different journaling things. And on her Amazon wish list, she had a set of, what would you call this, Andrew?
The New Testament.
Well, I know it's the New Testament, but it's like each book of the New Testament in its own separate book. And it's in like a little journal notebook. And so one side of the page has the scripture, like Bible passage on it, and the other side is blank. So you can write notes, you can journal your thoughts, like write prayers. It's so cool.
It's a little weird to explain, but if you looked at it, you could see it, that it's just each of the books of the New Testament are their own contained notebooks for journaling. Mm-hmm. And they look beautiful.
Yeah, they're so pretty. I can't wait to use them.
So it's called the Scripture Journal?
Yes. And it's ESV version.
The ESV.
English Standard Version. And
we found it cheap.
Yes. It's originally $100. We got this on Amazon for $35.
What a steal.
Woo! I'm so excited.
It looks so good. I want one.
They're so pretty. They're illustrated. They're very girly. So pretty. Yes. They do have a more like manly collection, but that one wasn't on sale.
It was not.
So we're going to wait for Andrew. Sorry, baby.
I would recommend it too, because it looks beautiful. It's a really unique way to engage with scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And if you love journaling, it's like a match made in heaven.
Yes, I can't wait to use them.
Unfortunately, awesome. You are not going to be able to junk journal them, because can you imagine them stretching to the point where they won't fit in this beautiful box?
I know. I can't junk journal, but I think I'll still like do doodle. the drawings, yeah, and things like that. Like maybe watercolor on it, yeah, or something. To match the vibe. But yeah, they're super cool. So I recommend those for sure.
The Scripture Journal New Testament Set. Amazon.com.
Amazon. Andrew. That was aggressive. I'm so sorry.
That was really unnecessary, but Andrew, I'm going to forgive you.
Andrew, what? Do you have any recommendations?
I do. I also have two recommendations.
What are they?
The first thing I'm going to recommend is the game that my friend and I played while we were in Indiana.
What game was that?
It's a game called A Hat in Time.
Yeah, that one looked pretty cool. Just the cover art of it.
It was really fun. It was cooperative, so we were able to play through the entire game together. And it was really fun. If you like Mario platformers, but are sick of Mario games, it's a great compromise for what you want in a Mario game, in which you jump around, you get powers from your hats that you wear, and you try to get back your hourglasses to save your spaceship.
Oh, that's awesome.
But it's really cute, and the characters were really fun and goofy,
mm-hmm,
and the voice acting was good, and it was a really, really fun time.
That's great.
I can't wait to play through it again. And
with me?
Yeah, with you.
Yes.
So that's A Hat in Time, and I'm pretty sure it's on most video game devices. We played it on the Steam Deck, but I know I have it on the Switch as well.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
My second recommendation is going to be Ollie's.
What's that?
Ollie's is a chain of stores that have bargain prices for everyday goods.
Yeah, it's like a discount store, right?
And it was really fun going there. I found a junk journal for Courtney that she can use that, yeah, has a ring binder so it won't stretch the binding and rip it.
It's cute.
And there was a lot of cool toys there and books. There was a lot at offer. And so I want to recommend Ollie's. If there's one in your area, run by and check it out and see if you can find a good deal on something that you probably will need in the future.
Let us know what you got.
Yeah. And that's it for me.
All right.
So in the next coming weeks, we aren't super cemented into what the timeline is going to look like for us moving and getting everything rearranged for the move to Indiana. We will keep you guys in the loop as much as we possibly can.
Yeah, go back and download our old episodes and listen to them if we don't do them every week.
And if there is a hiatus, we'll be sure to let you know ahead of time. And once we get our feet settled in, we will let you know and we'll get right back to recording.
Yeah, for sure. We'll have lots to talk about.
We are so excited for what the future holds. We're excited for the new friends we're going to make and the people that we'll meet.
Heck yeah.
And we're going to miss all you guys here in Florida. You can listen to us on this podcast to keep in touch with us in a way.
Can't get rid of us. Sorry.
It's like we're right there in your ears.
Hello.
It's me.
In your ear.
It's smelly in here.
Gross.
Do you clean these often?
Stop. I don't like it.
Anyway, that's it for today. Courtney, leave us off with something meaningful.
You can't add days to your life, but you can add life to your days.
Nailed it.
Is your tummy still rumbling?
A little bit.
Rumble, rumble, rumble. I can hear your tummy ring. It needs a cookie crumble. It's a king of ring-a-ding.
Baby, that was so good.
Thanks.
Do you write songs for a living?
I do.
You could open a bakery and a songwriting studio.
I can have a jingle business on the side.
Oh my gosh. That would be amazing.
That'd be pretty good.
Courtney was ripping jingles left and right ripping yesterday.
I don't want to be ripping nothing.
You were saying so many good jingles, and there was one so good you didn't even use parentheses.
Oh, you're right. They were all to the tune of...
Praise Him from Whom All Blessings Flow?
No, it wasn't that one.
When was it? What was the song you were singing yesterday then?
I can't remember, but it was stuck in my head. It was a hymn.
It was a hymn. Funny you can't remember it now, huh?
Of course I can't. Oh, stupid. Amazing Grace. It had grace in it. Nope, that was today. I can't remember. Gosh. Why are you looking at me like that? Do you not remember?
No, because it was just white noise to me.
Hey! I said it so many times.
You did. And you said, I need a new song.
Look how cool my peanut butter and jelly. And then I told you
to sing Hakuna Matata.
It healed so good.
And I told you to sing The Bare Necessities. And you said you didn't know The Bare Necessities. And I said, how dare you? And also, I love you. Grace, grace, God's grace.
Grace that's that is
greater than all of my sin. Courtney's pointing up at the sky right now. But you can't hear that.
Finger gunning the sky.
Whoa, she just double-fingered the sky.
Well, I don't like that. I ain't double-fingered anyone.
Take that, sky! Why are we still talking?
Oh, no.
I just don't want to get up. I'm too comfy. I need
a sweet treat.
Kind of sweet treat. I'll get you a sweet treat, baby.
I don't want that sweet treat.
You don't? You don't want the rest of the plantain chips?
No, I want gummy worms.
Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all of my
sins.
That was funny for me. Also, I really have to toot.
Oh my gosh.
That's a two.
Felt it. Yeah. Please go outside and do that.
I can't.
That was disgusting.
I'm sorry. I hope the mic didn't pick that up. That's embarrassing.
It probably did.
No.
I hope it did.
No. No, my tummy.
Why'd you look down?
In shame.
That was good. go. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what you want, what you really, really want. You can download.
But we will keep you guys in the...